remains of 109 Chinese soldiers killed in the Korean War have been buried at a cemetery in Shenyang, Liaoning Province. In 2014, South Korea agreed with China to return the remains of fallen Chinese soldiers, according to international law and humanitarian spirit. Chinese President Xi Jinping has unveiled a set of new measures, including a stock exchange in Beijing and the exploration of the development of demonstration zones to facilitate trade and services. He was addressing a summit of this year's China International Fair for Trade and Services. Authorities say the planned stock exchange in Beijing will better serve innovation-oriented small and medium-sized enterprises as the latest step of China's capital market reform. The statement by the China Securities Regulatory Commission came after the president announced the decision to set up the exchange. The CSRC says the stock exchange will play a different role in China's capital market compared with the Shanghai and Shenzhen exchanges, while strengthening interconnectivity with both of them. Senior Chinese diplomat Yang Jiechi has urged the United States to make efforts to bring bilateral ties back to the right track. Yang had a virtual meeting with visiting U.S. climate envoy John Kerry. The Chinese diplomat says the two countries can strengthen cooperation in a wide range of areas such as climate change, the COVID-19 pandemic, and economic recovery. He voiced hope that the two sides can act on their common interests. Kerry says the United States is willing to strengthen cooperation with China in a mutually respectful manner. China's vice premier says China-U.S. cooperation on climate issues must be based on the foundations of the Paris Agreement. Han Zheng was speaking with visiting U.S. climate envoy John Kerry via video link. He reiterated China's goal of achieving carbon neutrality by 2060 and says it demonstrates China's commitment to the Paris Agreement. Kerry says that the United States and China should maintain constructive engagement and jointly address global challenges. The U.S. envoy says his country is willing to strengthen communication with China and jointly address the threat of global climate change. At least 22 people have been killed in the United States after the remnants of Hurricane Ida dropped record rainfall. Ida was the fifth largest hurricane in history. It triggered a first-ever flood emergency for New York City and parts of Long Island. U.S. President Joe Biden says the reoccurring natural disasters show that the climate crisis is real. Hurricane Ida had wreaked havoc along the Gulf Coast over the weekend before causing deadly flooding and tornadoes in the Northeast. It destroyed buildings and left more than a million homes without power in Louisiana. Finland's health authority has proposed a third COVID-19 vaccine dose for at-risk groups. The jab will be administered primarily to all those over the age of 12 whose immune response is reduced due to disease or treatments. Health experts say the booster vaccine will offer protection by raising antibodies to levels seen in healthy people. The third shot is to be given at least 2 months after the second dose.